Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on the Earth Rangers podcast.
Say, what is an Earth Ranger doing here in Sri Lanka?
I'm trying to find a conservationist. This is her journal, and she's not here.
Emma has been following the clues in Adelia Goodwin's secret journal to try to find out what happened to the legendary conservationist.
Okay, Bessie. It's just you and me now. Well, and you, amazing listeners. I think we're ready for takeoff. All right, buckle up, everyone!
Together with her travel companion, Sonic the Barn Owl, she has crossed half the world, trekked through the jungles of Sri Lanka, and followed Adelia's trail all the way to Nepal.
Sonic, are you seeing what I'm seeing? Earth Rangers! This is an amazing view of the Himalayas!
After a short rest at a guest house in the foothills of the Himalayas, Emma has just embarked on a steep hike towards Mount Everest.
Okay, this seems like a good time to check in. We've been hiking for a good while, and I'm beginning to find my rhythm. Can you guys hear those bells? Guess what I'm walking next to? Mules! Mules are often used to carry supplies and equipment into villages. But when it comes to trekking up to Everest Base Camp, there's only one option. The mighty yak. Yaks are really big, powerful animals. Their long hair keeps them warm in colder mountain temperatures, and they're excellent at carrying bags and equipment. But not people. If you want to walk up to base camp, you'll have to walk up by yourself. I spoke to some people at the guest house, by the way, and they suggested that I head to a town called Pak Ding. It's a stop many people make on their way to Namche Bazaar, which is another town that I'm going to stop in before finally arriving at Sagarmatha National Park. And remember how I mentioned that it was really important to take my walk slowly and allow myself to get acclimatized? Well, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Even though these towns look pretty close on the map, the climbing, hiking, and changing elevations is what makes this trip a tricky one. The elevation is also why you don't see a ton of big animals living up here. Some animals that do live in the area are the musk deer, red panda, snow leopard, Himalayan tar, a goat-like animal, and marten, a type of weasel. Oh, and there are over 100 different species of birds. No, I'm sorry, Sonic. No barn owls, I'm afraid. But you might meet a Himalayan wood owl. Since we've got a little ways to walk before we end up in Pak Ding, I thought maybe we could do an ultimate showdown. Oh, yeah. It's time for a big cat head-to-head. The Nepal native snow leopard versus the North American mountain lion, also known as the cougar.
Ultimate showdown.
Snow leopards versus cougars. Okay, although a snow leopard and mountain lion would never actually meet in the wild, let's imagine what would happen in this big cat showdown.
Round one.
Agility. Both snow leopards and mountain lions are really big, powerful cats. Snow leopards can jump up to 6 times their body length. That's really impressive. I can't even jump 1 time my body length. Mountain lions are definitely great jumpers, too. They can jump up to 12 meters and can jump vertically about 4.5 meters. I think that both these cats deserve a huge round of applause. Because this round is a tie.
Round two.
Speed. Which big cat is faster, the snow leopard or the cougar? Now, the snow leopard is a speedy cat. Not as fast as the fastest cat, which would be the cheetah. The cheetah can run as fast as 120 kilometers per hour. Wow. But the snow leopard is no slowpoke. They can reach speeds of up to 64 kilometers per hour. But what about mountain lions? Well, they can hit speeds of 80 kilometers per hour. They can't keep up the speed for very long, but it allows them to sprint to catch their prey. It seems like this round has a clear winner. The mountain lion.
Final round.
Hunting skills. Mountain lions are amazing hunters. They are stealthy and silent. They sneak up behind their prey and deliver a bite to the neck. Mountain lions have amazingly good eyesight, and they can bring down prey as big as a moose. Sounds like a pretty strong competitor. Bring it on, snow leopard. Snow leopards are also very silent, effective hunters. They can take down prey up to 3 times their own weight with no trouble at all. I think we can definitely call this one a tie. Although this showdown was super close, the mountain lion wins by a whisker. Whew. Okay, guys. You hear that rushing water? There's a river rushing by in a ravine next to me. I've been following it for the last little while, and now it's time to cross it. What a suspension bridge. Oh, boy. I'm a little nervous. There's nobody around on the path right now. The people traveling with the mules are way ahead and out of sight. My pace was a little slower since I'm still adjusting to the altitude. But I guess they must have crossed here. So that means that the bridge bore the weight of all those mules, right? So it will definitely be strong enough to carry me. Okay. Okay. Take a deep breath. Relax, Emma. Just take in your surroundings. Oh, it's the river rushing underneath us, and there are gorgeous green forests all around us. It's really spectacular. Huh? Oh, okay. It's now or never. Here I go. Oh. Ooh. I'm holding on to the ropes on the side. Ooh. And let's just take one step at a time. Oh, you can really feel the wind shaking the bridge. That's cool. No problem. Man, I wonder how they even built this thing. It's such a cool construction. Whoa. All right. Just a few more steps. Oh, and... Oh, yes! I'm across. Oh. That was easy. No problem at all. Can't wait for the next bridge. Walk. It's a good opportunity to check in on our Junior Wildlife Reporters Contest. I wonder if we have a new segment to share. Let me check my email. Oh, perfect. Here's a message from Earth Ranger Eliza. Let's check it out.
Hi, Earth Ranger Emma. This is Earth Ranger Eliza. I live in northern Pakistan in the Hindu Kush mountain range, and we live in a very special place. It's a conservancy for snow leopard and marhor, which is a type of wild goat, which is also the national animal of Pakistan. So I was wondering if I could become a junior reporter on these animals, since I often see them from climbing a little high on the mountain or a tree and watching them. If any of the listeners would like to hear more, I'd be happy to tell them about where we live and the other animals we have.
Oh, wow. An expert on snow leopards. What a coincidence. We just talked about them. And I am just about to enter snow leopard territory, so maybe I should give her a call for some extra advice. Let's see.
Hello?
Hey, Eliza?
Yeah?
It's Earth Ranger Emma calling. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Great. I got the message you left for me, and I was wondering if you have time for a little chat.
Yeah, I have lots of time. I'm free.
Oh, awesome. Now, you mentioned that you live in an area that has snow leopards. Can you tell us a little bit more about where you live?
Yeah, so I live in northern Pakistan in a district called Chitral in the Hindu Kush mountain.
Wow, so you're in the mountains. Well, what's it like up there?
So it's like, because we have the mountain, and then there's the river, and then the next mountain. So it's like a semicircle strip on the mountain. We don't have like a wall surrounding us. We're open, so any animal would come in, would go out.
Ah.
Chickens going up the mountain, we have to herd them down. Sheep do the same.
Oh.
Wolves have come on the other side. Once my father saw like 7 big wolves on the other side, like running in front of the bridge.
Oh no, that sounds a bit scary. Are there other animals you have to be careful of?
Yes, there's the scorpions. There's some poisonous snake, I think. And there's this thing called a go, which is a bit like a Komodo dragon.
Wow. And is it dangerous?
It's not very dangerous, but it could bite you, I think, if you accidentally stepped on it or something.
Ah, gotcha. I'm actually hiking in Nepal in the Himalayas right now. About to enter snow leopard territory, actually. Do you have any safety tips for me?
Just watch out for falling rocks is the main tip I would have.
Copy that. Watch out for falling rocks. But what about wild animals? Are they dangerous?
In Nepal, I'm not quite sure what animals they have, but I don't think a snow leopard would attack you.
That's good to hear. Hey, have you ever seen a snow leopard in the wild?
No, I haven't seen one, but I know people who have seen them, and I've heard that they used to come behind my house and like just to the side of it quite often.
Whoa, snow leopards in your backyard? That's so exciting.
It's very exciting.
Do you see any other animals near your house?
Yes, yeah, so I've seen lots of animals called a marhor.
Marhor?
Yeah, it's the national animal of Pakistan. So it's a bit like a wild goat. They're really pretty. They're like a lightish brown with white socks on their legs and really short like rabbit tails almost, but they're not so fluffy. And they have small horns. But the old ones get really big spiral horns and long shaggy coats.
Oh, spiral horns? That's so cool. Have you ever seen one up close?
Yeah, so I remember this one time that I was walking, trying to follow these marhor, the wild goat. And then I climbed up on this rock, not too high. And I was lying there watching them on a tree. And then I heard something. And I looked up and then like about a meter away, there was a mother and a baby just standing there.
Oh, that's so cute. What do the babies look like?
The babies are so cute. They have really sweet little faces. And sometimes the mothers would bring them down to drink behind our house in our like little stream.
Oh, neat. And I guess you have to be really quiet in order to get to see them?
You have to be not incredibly quiet. Like, you can talk without whispering and they'll probably just stay. They keep their distance, so they always stay a few meters away.
Huh, so they don't mind you too much?
They mind the dogs a lot, so they don't come into the garden anymore, which is good for us because then they don't eat our vegetables.
Good thing you have dogs to guard your vegetables. And how about the Himalayan lynx? Do those live close by as well?
Yes, in fact, last winter a WWF photographer was at our house and he managed to film a lynx catching a marhor just like right to the side of our house.
A lynx catching a marhor?
Yeah, it was really cool. You can see the video on YouTube.
So cool! Can you tell us how lynx look like?
So they're a lot smaller than snow leopards. And it has spots like a snow leopard, but you can tell it apart because the snow leopard has a rounded ears, but the lynx has pointy ears and they have like paintbrushes at the end. So I think that makes them look really cute.
Oh, so I'll make sure to look at their ears to tell them apart.
Yep.
Hey, Eliza, do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
So anything to do with animals that I've tried, like I feel like vet is too plain. I need something more, like maybe photographer, like worldwide photographer, and like helping anything to like help them.
Help the animals by being a worldwide photographer? Very cool. Hey, I have one last question for you. Have you ever heard of Adelia Goodwin?
Yeah, of course I have. She's a very famous biologist.
Right. So actually, second question, and this may be a long shot, but you don't happen to know where she was last seen, do you?
Oh, sorry, I don't know where she is or anything. No one's known since the last 10 years.
Yeah, I know. I've been searching for her. I thought it was worth a try, though.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, thanks so much for sharing the amazing stories about where you live and all the animals that live around you. Oh, and thanks for all the help and tips.
Oh, no problem.
Okay. Bye, Eliza.
Bye.
Wow, it was so awesome to talk to Eliza. It sounds like she lives in a really amazing place. Oh, and I'm glad that my battery lasted for the call. I think I'm running a little low. Hopefully, I'll have enough juice to... Hey, Earth Rangers. So, I'm back on the trail, and I charged up my phone last night. Ran out of battery yesterday. I'm sorry you missed the rest of my trek. To recap, I spent last night in Pak Ding, and it was a good idea to rest up. I can definitely feel the altitude now. I'm almost in Namche Bazaar, and it's at about 3,400 meters. So I've gained over 500 meters in 2 days, which might not sound like a lot, but it sure feels like a lot. Last night, I was reading one of Adelia's journal entries from this part of her journey, and guess what she was doing here? Well, research, obviously. But about what? Here, let's take another look.
Nepal, day 5. I'm pleased to announce that after much trekking, I finally arrived in the delightful Namche Bazaar. I am going to rest here for a day or so. I'm hoping to stop at the market tomorrow for some yak cheese, and then hike into Sagarmatha National Park. I'm looking for the elusive snow leopard, and hopefully my contact here, Dr. Juliet Geary, will be able to provide some insight into where we can set up our camp. My goal is to try to determine what the snow leopard population looks like right now. My fear is that it's much smaller than anticipated. I do hope I can find evidence of these elusive cats.
The journal is missing some pages after that. I don't know where I'm going to find them, but I guess I'll head to Sagarmatha tomorrow. For now, I'm here, in Namche Bazaar, and I can actually see Mount Everest. I hope the missing pages aren't up there. Anywho, I'm going to stop in at the Sherpa Barista Bakery for a treat. I want something ridiculously sweet. Hopefully chocolate. Or, ooh, Mithai, the Nepalese sweets. It looks so delicious. Oh, for sure. We'll find a nice shrew for you too, Sonic. All right, we're here. Wow, this is a busy place. I'm just going to sit here for a sec and look at the journal while I wait to order. Maybe I can find a clue that I missed before. Let's see.
Excuse me, young lady.
Oh, sorry. Do you want me to move my backpack? Do you want to sit here?
I most certainly do not. I do not share tables with thieves.
What?
Where did you get that journal? Do you know who it belongs to? It does not belong to you.
Seems like Emma has met someone new. But are they a friend? Or a foe? Tune in next time to find out.
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all? The unicorn? Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena, like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they track down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago, and it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history.